Hi guys, I'm so glad to be here again on Leadership Talk with Bolaji. Such an amazing one. It's been a long while. Yes, I know that. Thank you all for as many that have been giving their feedback and for as many that have been checking up. I'm so glad to say I'm finally back. And today with me here is an amazing guest who I respect so much. And today we're having a very important conversation which is really talked about in our world today. And that is leadership and vulnerability. Yes, I know you might be wondering, what does leadership have to do with vulnerability? Today we're going to be having this particular question being answered to, and today I'm here with an amazing guest, just like I made mention of, and his name is Mr. Oluwatope Olaniyo. He's a lawyer, and this is someone I respect so much. Like I said, I'm sure that every moment that will be spent here today will be a life-touching one, a transformative one for you and I. So thank you very much for joining. Sit back while you listen. You're welcome, Mr. Oluwatope Olaniyo. I'm so glad to have you finally on this podcast. It's so rare to get, you know, people that are so busy like this coming up on here. We do not take it for granted. Thank you for choosing to be here with us here today.
Actually, it's a mutual feelings. It's a mutual feelings. I can't express how excited I am right now to be here to have this discussion with you. You're actually also a great leader. So, with your lane of leadership skills and involvement, it's easy to simply say that you're a great leader. So
I'm actually blushing. Thank you.
Having this to do with you is just a great opportunity.
Thank you very much, sir. All right, so can you just share with us briefly who you are, what you do? I mean, I know so much about you, but it would be a good thing for my listener to know you just a little bit about you.
Yeah, I'm Olaniyo Oluwatope. I'm currently one of the managing partners of Standard Legal Practitioner, a already 3-year-old functioning chamber, a legal firm where a set of managers are together to bring about the best practice and execution of justice in Nigeria and the world at large. I have my first degree in Obafemi Awolowo University.
I love it.
Where I won several awards before I graduated. I proceeded to Obafemi Awolowo University, where I later realized that the kind of master's degree awarded to master's holder in the legal department, Faculty of Law, is almost a professional master's.
Wow.
So after completing that particular program, which will not make me to continue with my PhD program directly, but have to go for MPhil before proceeding for my PhD program, which I really wanted to have on time. So I decided to proceed, and I got my master's degree program in University of Ibadan, where I'm currently observing my PhD program. I'm already in my field work. I completed my classwork almost about 1 year ago. I'm here now. Still a student after several years of being a student.
We are for a great student. Thank you very much for sharing with us. I know you have a lot to say, but I'm sure that my listener have been able to get a grip of a bit about you. Thank you so much for that. And today we are talking about something so amazing. As a lawyer, I'm sure you have a lot to say about leadership and law. I mean, I'm a law graduate, right? And I've heard several lawyers, you know, not paying attention to the skills called leadership. And based on my little experience with, you know, some lawyers, senior lawyers, I've been able to see how this quality of leadership plays an important role in, you know, the Ministry of Justice, in the administration of justice. I wanted you to talk about it a bit. What do you think about law and leadership? Or do you even think that law and leadership does not have anything to do together? Or how do you, as a lawyer, a senior lawyer that have been able to, you know, go through different field work, like you've been able to say, and relate with people as a whole? What can you say about law and leadership in one word?
From the inception of this world, there have been law. There have been several laws. Even after the creation of Garden of Eden, laws were given to the occupants, Adam and Eve. So it is possible for everybody to say that I know the law because this world is created from laws.
Mm.
But what is unique about a lawyer is that he knows the exception.
Mm.
And it is this exceptionality that brings about leadership.
Wow.
Leadership is not found in seniority. It's not found in being a manager. It's not found in...
And title?
It's not even found in qualities alone.
Mm.
It is good to say that I am a manager. Of course, you need a personnel to if somebody that is an expert to manage the resources, whether human resources or object resources.
Mm.
But it is, and that is good for you. But leaders manage people.
Wow.
You find leadership in people.
Wow.
You find managers in managing resources.
Wow.
But people can be seen as combination of resources, object, living, non-living, and all. So the leadership part is a wider part than being a manager,
right?
So where you say that how do you manage law, leadership, and vulnerability, then you still go back to the conviction of who you are, who you really are, the conviction that this is who I am. So when you get to a crossroad and you are unable to move, you ask yourself, who am I? Why am I here?
Mm.
Understanding your purpose and being patient to get through it. Thank you. A leader must be a patient person, a listener, a servant also.
Mm. Servant leadership.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, that's such a fantastic one. Thank you so much for sharing with us. That was such a beautiful one. All right. So, vulnerability, like I made mention of, is such a topic that leaders do not like to talk about. Even people do not like to talk about, or even the society does not even believe that you can be a leader, can still be vulnerable and still be the best of the very best. So as a person, and you know, your experience with people as a lawyer and being able to manage people and being able to, you know, lead people based on your experience and holders, what can you say about vulnerability, in the sense that many people, when they hear the word vulnerability, they see it as a weakness, a word of weakness, or when you say I'm a vulnerable person, you are not a leader that way, you are just someone that, you know, everybody see as being a very weak person. Personally, to you, has vulnerability, has been vulnerable with your team, with your people, with your mentees, or wherever it is, has it been able to be a source of strength for you? Because I believe so much personally that vulnerability is not a weakness. It's even to be vulnerable, it takes a lot of courage to do that. So personally for you, what can you say about that?
First, Moses was a very vulnerable man.
Mm.
He was a stammerer, and in stammering, he has other weaknesses.
Mm.
He got hungry easily. He had sometimes these feelings of inferiority complex.
Wow.
Which translates to his own interpretation of superiority complex.
Mm.
Actually, there is nothing like superiority complex. It is when somebody feels inferior inside himself that he manifests that superiority.
Wow, that's such a powerful one.
And at the end of the day, it was still that vulnerability, because most of the time he didn't really understand who he really was.
Mm.
When he was called to start the leadership, he told God about his stammering deficiency. God appointed two men for him. Several times when he's tired, he calls upon those two men.
Mm.
Then he rests upon human instead of resting upon God
sometimes. Mm.
And at the end of the day, when he was supposed to simply speak the word of God to the rock, he struck the rock.
Mm.
So out of anger, F. Kennedy was one time president of America. No, his family was known for, or rather is even still known for, political leadership.
Wow.
Skills and power. However, F. Kennedy was health-wise
he had some deficiencies.
He has a particular terminal ailment that he was managing. But despite that, even during his campaign, he fainted two times.
Mm.
But he knew who he was. He went on with the campaign.
Wow.
And at the end of the day, he became the first American president who was managing a terminal ailment. So he was able to set his footprint, his name, his footprint, and his fingerprint in the history of America.
Wow.
Because he believed in it, despite the fact that he was not supposed to be a person who can pass through stress, but he passed through several stressful situations, and at the end of the day, he became what he wanted to become. Today, we can talk about American presidents, we can talk about F. Kennedy.
Yeah.
So also in every human being, all leaders, we are all mortal beings. All leaders are still human beings.
Mm.
So it's just for you to always know that one day it is going to end. But this little while that I have, this little strength that I have this particular time, I must be impactful.
Mm.
A leader is someone who impacts on people,
wow,
not only manage people.
Mm.
And this is one of the differentiating factors between a leader
and a manager.
So the vulnerability is still there because you are human.
Mm.
But even in heaven, all the actors in heaven, all the creatures in heaven, are leaders.
Mm.
There is a central leader, the creator, who doesn't have anybody who leads him. But the angels have specific areas of their administrations.
Mm.
We have some angels that are in charge of singing. We have some angels that are in charge of war.
Mm.
Even the little angels, the so-called little angels, cherubim and seraphim, they are always singing.
Mm.
They are known for singing. Seraphim will not go to the war with Angel Michael to start fighting war. However, he can follow him to the war to start singing praises to motivate him. And Michael will not come to a somebody's dream to start blessing him. Michael is known for war, for battles, for deliverance. The angels that are in charge of healing will not go to another person's life to start serving food. When you start mixing up your phones, everybody is born to be a leader. But you have to first realize it, understand the purpose, your own area of leadership,
and then sharpen it, right?
Sharpen it. Take your time to have deep knowledge about it. So many people say that there is a wide difference between a leadership skills and educational talent. However, it is true that you can be a leader and not be educated.
Wow.
However, that lack of education is going to, at the end of the day, bring the doom of such person. Because education brings about knowledge. Knowledge makes you to know the right from the wrong. So your qualities might not be enough sometimes
to be a leader.
You have to have great and sound education about the roles, distinctive boundaries, so that you don't start operating in another jurisdiction. Leadership, a leader must be able to adhere to training, to be a servant, to watch your environment, so that when the time comes for you to start manifesting, the knowledge you have been able to acquire all over the years will start coming into manifestation. Will start playing its roles. Thank you.
Oh, that's such a powerful one. I love it. So leadership is about who you are. It's not so much about your title. It's not so much about... I love what you said about that. Then also you also spoke about education. I think it's also very important for many people to understand here that education is beyond the classroom. Education is not just going to university. It's continuum. It's continuous. And I believe that's what leadership is all about too. And I really get that part, but I just had to, you know, emphasize on that, because many people say education is just going to university and that's the hint to it, but there's much more to education. Even it can be formal, it can be informal, it can be building our characters, and which are very essential in being a good leader. So thank you very much for that, Mr. Olaniyo. All right, so I would like to ask a question from you. I mean, we've been talking about you know, vulnerability and all this. I realize that many people see vulnerability or a leader that is being vulnerable as being a kind of weak leader, or a kind of leader that is not even ashamed to say, oh, I don't know how to do this. So I remember that there was someone I really met of recent this year, and the person was like, do you know that you're not meant to say that I don't know how to do this? I mean, you are not, you can't come out and tell people that I can't do this. And as a leader, I believe that many leaders have this kind of controversy, you know, in the sense that they feel like, oh, they believe they can do something. But just to prove to people, just to believe that, okay, people believe I'm a leader, people believe I'm a president, people believe I do, you know, that mindset, I believe it's actually a mindset, really. So personally for you, how do you think that as a leader you can, you know, function in your strength, right? Just like you've been able to talk about here today, sir, you can function in your strength and you are not afraid to tell people that, oh really, I'm in a boardroom and I'm like, oh wow, can you give me time to think about this? Because many people believe that to be a leader you must always have an answer to everything, right? And I don't believe that is what leadership is all about. So personally for you, sir, what can you say about that? How can you, you know, be a leader, you know, and, you know, own your strength, but also accept when, you know, when it's show for that, okay, you have to, it's your weakness that, you know, they have to, you know, maybe you're someone that is not good in you know, writing, you have to say that, oh, I'm not good in this. And that does not mean that you're not a leader, because many leaders actually have you know, this battle, let me call it a battle, really, they have this battle to fight over and over and over. What can you say about that, sir?
Thank you. You see, there are stages to life. There is a stage where you are just growing. There is a stage where the baton is passed to you. And there is a stage whereby you start leading.
Wow.
All those stages are still leadership.
Wow.
Stages. A leader is trained. A leader becomes functional. And a leader becomes the leader of the functioning people.
Wow.
And at a point, a leader no longer work again. So the people you have been able to impact upon start working on his behalf. They start forming protection around him. They start forming shield around him. So his weaknesses will no longer come out or be expressive.
As it used to be, right?
Yes. Now, we have to all admit to the fact that we are mortal beings. Mm-hmm. Like I have said earlier, we are mortal beings. We have our Achilles heels. We have a spot in us that is extremely weak. Some have very angry leaders, but with time, they are able to manage the anger, either by keeping quiet, with time, with practice, with love, with the assistance of understanding people around him. A leader is also a human being.
Wow.
So we are meant to have our weaknesses. Now, have we admitted to that weaknesses? Have we planned our way around it? Have we planned our strength around it? When you measure your weaknesses side by side, your strength, and your strength now overpowers, supersedes, overshadows the weaknesses, then you are good to go. Then you start working seriously with intentionality, that you have to kill the weaknesses to the ground. But the difference between a leader and God is that God is a perfect God, and there is only one God. So God does not have weakness. Even in what we call his weakness, it's still perfection. But a leader becomes very, very dynamic, very, very creative. A leader becomes more powerful in himself when he admits that he can fall. So he's mindful of his weaknesses, he's mindful of his limitations, and it makes him sharper every time. Once you know that you are human and you are meant to have those weaknesses, but those weaknesses will not overpower you, then there's always a point where the bottle of leadership in you becomes empty. You must have a moment where you give yourself a break to refuel, either by praying to the supernatural or and listening to yourself. And even when a human being has worked and overworked, he becomes tired. Sometimes he has fatigue. Sometimes he has to refuel with drugs. Then he gets his resources replenished. Then he can function well. So when you give yourself a moment of quiet moment of meditating and thinking of the your strength and your weaknesses, and you heal in yourself, you convince yourself, after deep thinking, after deep meditation, and provide yourself with solutions about your weaknesses and what has caused it, then you are able to prefer solution to the weakness, to work around the weaknesses, to the ones that you can completely stop with intentionality. You stop it, then you are ready to go again, so that you won't be a creator and the killer of what you have created.
I love that. That's so powerful. Thank you, sir.
Then there is always the truth is that everybody has his particular weakness. We must admit to that. These are the things that will make you to, at the end of the day, honor God. A leader who does not honor God will still make mistake, because God is all loving. The purpose of leadership is to be able to impact, and you cannot impact on anybody if you don't love that person, if you don't love that group of people, if you don't love your society, if you don't like your, if you don't love your environment. It's a circle, it's a chain. When it flows like that, the reason why you are in that particular leadership ministry will be manifested.
Wow, that's so powerful. Thank you very much for that. I mean, I learned a lot from that. All right, so one of the things that you actually said, sir, that touched me in everything you just said now about, wearing acceptance. I mean, acceptance is something that very few people learn how to do. Accepting that, okay, this is who I am, and I know I'm weak here, and I'm ready to hone it. I'm ready to sharpen it. But, you know, in our world today, in our society today, there's this way many people see weakness. So as a person, sir, I would like to ask you a question. Have you been able to, as a person, through your experience with people and others, have you been able to, you know, show people you're being authentic with people? This is who I am. I am this. This area I'm very strong. This area I'm a bit weak. Have you been able to manage this part of you, this two part of you together? Because I remember there's this man that says that the good part of life is that accepting the good and the bad part of it. And I believe that's what strength and weakness also comes with. It's fantasy when we accept that everything is just about strength. But as much as we don't have to focus on our weakness, we also need to accept that life is in two form. It has the good and the bad. It has the strength and the weakness. So have you as a person, as a leader, over time been able to manage this together with people? I mean, relating with people in your relationship, with people around you, your family and others. Have you been able to do this over time, sir?
I was in the garden of internationally accepted and recognized people at a particular time, and I was asking one of my mentees that was also in the garden, that are you ready for the interview that you are going for tomorrow? A particular interview that should give him a higher economic value. He said that, Barrister T, you have never failed in any interview, so I'm not going to fail. I have watched you closely. So after several years, I fell into a particular health limit, and I only had just about 12 hours for preparation, and before that particular time, I had been sick for almost 3-4 weeks. So I was asked that, will you be able to go for this examination? So I remembered the mentee of that particular time who said that, Barrister T, you have never failed in any interview. You're not going to fail. So I went for the exam. I said, I've never failed in an interview, and this is going to work for me. It's just for me to see my questions, attempt them, and go back. It's just sickness. However, I should make it elaborate here that a leader must not be the one that is overconfident. Procedures needs to be followed. If you have to go for an examination, you have to prepare. You have to be of sound mind. You have to be of sound health. You have to be of great confidence, not overconfident. I got to the exam hall and I fainted. If I had not attempted the exam at all, it wouldn't have taken a longer process to come back for it after I'd been okay. However, I went for the exam. It almost counted against me, but due to God's love, God's interest, and serious intentionality, I was able to, at the end of the day, waive that particular exam, because I it was going to count in multiplication of two instead of one.
Wow.
So a leader must be the type that is not, it follows due process. It follows due diligence. It doesn't make its perfection to overpower its limitations, such that it doesn't give recognition to the limitations. At the end of the day, the limitation might end being more powerful, more elaborate than it thought. So a leader is I've been able to manage situations, limitations of leadership, because leadership is also life. It is who you are. It is who you are originally. So you have to be original with the people that are following you. You have to make them to be able to see you as themselves, just like you see them as yourself. They don't see the difference, just that you are meant to lead them, to put them through, so that when they're supposed to get to the stage of their own functioning leadership, when they have attained the roles of impacting on people, they follow the things that you do, they are able to correct in themselves your weaknesses.
I love that.
For example, Professor Popola from Obafemi Awolowo University has a lot to do with his own educational life, and everybody knows him all over the world as a great leader, as a great jurisprudent. But the other part of socialization, which he did not embrace, the dean of faculty of law, UI, Professor Olatunbosun, who is his mentee, decided to add the socialization part to the educational part, and people see him as somebody who is more dynamic to life. They are both great leaders. Olatunbosun references Professor Popola, because Popola made him to see everything about him. He was able to see the part that he should add value to, hand, and that is the part, the social part. And today we have Professor Olatunbosun as the Dean of Faculty of Law, UI, and currently the Vice Chancellor, which Professor Popola is not right now. Professor Olatunbosun is not the Vice Chancellor of Kola Adaese University. When you are able to add value, to bring about substance and inclination to the weakness of your mentor, then the purpose of mentorship has been fulfilled in your life. So you are able to cure your vulnerability by opening up, by admitting to the vulnerability, and your followers, your mentees, can see it and find a way around it to be better, and through that you are able to see perfectly that I've been properly mentored and now I am a mentor.
Oh, that's a very powerful one. Thank you very much for sharing that. I mean, I actually was blessed by that. So finally, sir, I'm going to talk about this. So leadership and legacy. I mean, you've been talking about mentorship, I mean, since we've been talking ever since, and I believe this is actually a very important conversation that also needs to be paid attention to when we talk about leadership and vulnerability. Okay, so there are so many mentors that believe that they have to talk like their mentors, they have to talk like their mentors, they have to be like their mentor, they have to dress like their mentor, to look like it, to be it and all this. What can you say about that personally, sir?
That's not mentorship. that's idolization. Now you have to be able to differentiate between idolizing somebody and when you decided to choose somebody as your mentor. When you idolize somebody, you make him a god. You want to behave like him, exactly. But when you see somebody as your mentor and you are patient with time, then you behave like him naturally, not because you wanted to, but because you have taken time to read him through, to watch him through. Then at that point, you must also, it is the duty of a mentee to look for a way where to be better than his mentor. Because all parents will be very happy to see their children grown better than them.
Yes.
If I become the senior advocate of Nigeria and a life mentor today, before I move forward to becoming a judge in the International Criminal Court of Justice and International Court of Justice in the Central, then I want my own children to be better than that earlier than I have become. I want to attain the highest level, but I want them to attain their highest levels at a more tender age.
Wow.
And a leadership without the fear of God is still a leader without the fear of God is still not a leader.
Wow.
You cannot lead without God.
Wow.
It is either you are with God or you are against God.
Mm.
So the purpose of leadership is to be established, is to be able to establish the kingdom of heaven right on earth. That is the first stage. Then when you are now following the tenets of God, there's likelihood that you will not be self-centered.
Mm.
And this will make you to be able to impact on your mentees. Mentees need not to talk, to be, to idolize his mentor.
Mm.
He must have freedom in himself. After the creation of human being, after the creation of this world, God left human being and gave human being the spirit of creativity.
Mm.
And today we have aeroplane, which was not in Garden of Eden.
Mm.
Today we have sheep, which was not in Garden of Eden.
Mm.
Today we have drones, which was not in Garden of Eden. We have creation of more planets,
mm.
which was not in... So today we can conveniently talk about creation inside creation.
Mm.
There was a time that the world came to an end, but science, leaders did not stop there. Leaders did not stop there. After the end of that particular world, we have the first world in the Garden of Eden. We have the time when Egypt was ruling the world. We have the time of even in our own African Ethiopia, you know, the Ethiopians. And creation did not stop because a particular mentor has impacted into the younger mentors, and they're able to follow and to continue the purpose, and we keep having a finer and finer environment, finer and finer society.
Thank you. That's such a fantastic one. Thank you very much, sir, Mr. Olaniyo. It's really been an amazing moment with you. I've been able to learn, unlearn, and relearn, and I'm sure that for as many as those that are listening now or get to listen to this later, they can testify of this. Thank you so much, sir, for sharing your experience on leadership and vulnerability with us. It's really been an amazing time with us. I hope that next time when we like to have you, will say yes to us again, sir.
Why not?
All right, thank you.
It's a honor, it's a privilege.
Thank you.
It's good to always dine with leaders. You're a great leader.
Thank you very much, sir. It's really a great privilege and honor to have you. Thank you, everyone, for listening to today's section or episode of Leadership Talk with Bolaji. It's really been an amazing time with you. Please let us know, or do let us know, if there was one thing or the other that you learned, or maybe there's something that was said here today that you would like to do better. And if you have questions, kindly please check through the description, and you're going to be able to find our mail there to be able to send us your question. We'll gladly answer this question, and I'm sure that, just like Mr. Olaniyo said, is going to show up more and more and more on this podcast. Really appreciate you. Have a fantastic day ahead. Thank you.